Good morning. This is Terry Mosley of Morningstar Rising, and this is our first iPod audio episode called Perception of Reality, an Introduction to Truth. Our perception of reality is false. Only God can show us the truth. And he will only do that for those who are true seekers. The world is full of those who think they know the truth. Right now, there are many conspiracy theories, new concepts of reality, and all of them are false. Seekers are those who know that our perception is limited and that what we know is false. They are seeking the mind of Christ for his revelation of the truth. There is nothing religious about Jesus. The truth has nothing to do with religion. So you have to get over finding the truth in religion. The Bible is not about religion. It is about truth. Religion is bondage. The fallen angels created religion to confuse the truth. The truth will set you free, but not if you make it a religion. Truth is not about religion. The Bible is truth, but it cannot be understood unless the Spirit of Truth reveals it to you. The Bible is a supernatural book you cannot understand with your carnal mind. Your carnal mind will read religion into it without the Holy Spirit as your teacher. God sent us a message 2,000 years ago telling us everything. We call this multidimensional message the Bible. It was a message that was sent into time from outside of time so that throughout time everyone could have access to the message, the truth. It was sent ahead of time to give everyone enough time to hear the message, the truth. Since the beginning of time, the fallen angels who could not stop the message spend all of their time adding to it to confuse it and to destroy it in any way they can. The truth will now be revealed. God is much bigger than you and I are able to imagine. Our idea of planets, of solar systems called universes, are merely props for a virtual reality we call a universe that God calls his footstool. This dimension is as close to virtual reality as anything is ever going to get. God's footstool means inferior position. It means many other things, the same as terrestrial dimension, which when you research to the key beginning means prison. This dimension actually is a timeline. Everything we think we see is a copy, counterfeit, made like props for a stage play. God creates timelines, like movies. A timeline is called worlds without end, meaning he unfolds one after another, or he folds one up and begins a new one. He starts a new one and creates a new timeline. He folds them up like old garments and throws them away. God creates a timeline from A to Z. Before it starts, it's finished. Or he finishes it before it starts. God can change timelines whenever he wants to. He can stop it, rewind it. He can erase it or add to it. He can even interact with it. He is the timeline weaver. He can do whatever he wants with time. He's God. Once you grasp that God controls time like a movie, that he can edit it whenever he chooses, your God can then give you revelation of what has happened in this present timeline. Jesus is a time weaver. He creates from A to Z this present epic that has been running for thousands of years, our time. Before he created this timeline, he already had a new script for a brand new timeline when this one is over, since this one now running was merely an ambush episode to get rid of a cast called the Fallen Angels. The new epic will not include these fallen angels. God created a script to delete them from all timelines. 2,000 years ago, Jesus, the timeline weaver, stepped onto the stage of his own epic. He implemented a sequence of events designed to erase or abolish, which means erase, forever the destroying angels who created sin, better known as DNA. Once he had defeated them by living a perfect life in an imperfect world, the whole timeline collapsed. 2,000 years ago, the timeline we think we are living in collapsed. When Jesus said, "It is finished," that meant the end. That epic never happened. Jesus erased it. He deleted it, took it out of the way, abolished it, which means erased it. As the producer of the timeline, he determined he was done with it. He canned it. Moving on to the next timeline. New heaven, new epic. So we think the timeline is still going. Our perception has not yet caught up with what happened 2,000 years ago. The timeline has been collapsing in slow motion while we are in a time war, moving towards the end. But we're now waking up to realize something's wrong with everything in our virtual reality dimension. The concept about what is going on in all of the new theories of our reality are useless and obsolete. Global warming, etc. Mother Earth is merely a decaying prop in a universe that was rolled up and done away with 2,000 years ago. So it's all falling in upon itself at a rapid pace. We are racing to a point that is already the end of this epic, where nothing is going by but the ending credits that are rolling across the screen like a scroll. We chose to be foot soldiers in the footstool dimension. We chose to be what we are in this epic before it started. We chose to be a part of the footstool ambush. so that we could resume real life wherein righteousness dwells in the new timeline epic. Those that have put on Christ will now become the next timeline weavers. This is what the fallen angels desired to be. They wanted the power to create their own timelines. This is what they waged war on two dimensions for. They were destroying the seed of promise, the ones that are heirs to the keys of all God's kingdoms. Heirs of the mind of Christ, where all the keys are hidden. This is the beginning and the introduction to our timeline episode, and we will be adding to it as time goes by. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.